Hello, hope you guys are having a good weekend. It's always awkward to do these recordings, just speaking into my phone, but Lord leading me to do this and to post this on my website, so I just put it in his hands and let him take over the whole process. My wife and I, we were going to get a bite to eat today, and we were driving down, just down the road, and, you never really expect things, or at least I don't really expect things, to happen, and, I was speaking with a lady, and, I won't say her name, just out of confidentiality, and, we started talking, and, she was telling me about her life, and she was telling me about some of her family members really suffering, and one, I believe it's her sister, sister-in-law, or, she was, not doing well, and, she has cancer that's all through her body, and, she has a little 15-year-old girl, and we were talking, and her, one of her wishes was that she could see her graduate. That just, man, we take things for granted day to day, our health. Our minds are always fixated on getting this or accomplishing that. We wake up with a list of things on our mind to take care of that day, and we don't stop to think, life, just waking up in the morning with, health is a blessing from God. And I started thinking about this, and I started thinking of James, and a few verses in James I'd like to share with you guys today. James 4:13-16. That is James 4:13-16. You guys a second to turn there with me before I start reading it. Okay, that's James 4:13-16. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appear for a little time and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and to do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. As you guys bow, Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come today, Lord, thanking you for today, thanking you for life and the gift of it, Lord, our health, Lord, to enjoy our families. I pray, Lord, who is ever out there listening to this, if they're going through something that is just devastating their life, or we lift them up to you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you touch their heart, you guide their steps, you give them strength within the storms. I pray, Lord, you be with our nation as it's in turmoil and the hate for Christians increase. Pray, Lord, that you just change this world's heart, Lord, to direct their path back to you, Lord, to a fire in their soul that they will want to be like you and to do the things that you have them to do, Lord. I pray, Lord, as I give this message that you have laid on my heart, Lord, I pray that you be with me, your humble vessel. that you guide and direct my steps. You forgive me where I failed you all through the week, Lord, that I just surrender myself to you with this word that I'm not worthy to preach. And pray that who's ever out there, Lord, that they just take it into their heart, Lord, and that they carry it with them through the week, Lord. Pray this in all your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, we're looking at James here, and a lot of us know that James, the author of James, some believe it might have not been James, the brother of Jesus, but a lot of people do. And I carry that case that James, and based off some of the historical documents I looked at, it was James, the half-brother of Jesus. And you can see James was living at a time that was, kind of like, you know, this time, you know, there people were just running around being busy, doing this, doing that, and they weren't really reflecting on the day and not just stopping. I had a friend of mine once told me, you know what busy means? I said, well, yeah, I mean, you know, it means moving around and doing things, you know, you're just so preoccupied. He said, no, he said, that's true, but he said, busy means being under Satan's yoke. Being busy is a distraction, right? It distracts us from everything. We, you know, when we wake up in the morning, I can be guilty of this, and I'm less guilty as I study the word and focus my mind more on Jesus, to just jump out of bed, you know, run, grab my coffee, and just head out the door like a rocket, you know. And I'm sure some of you guys are like that, you know. We have this plan for the day where everything we have to get done, and it can be overwhelming. But it's good just to stop, to breathe, and just thank God for another day. I want to look at these passages, and I want to keep three things in focus here that I'm speaking on today, and that is, life is short. We are not in control, and life is a gift. We need to realize that life is short. James describes this in verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. That is the next day for your life. Our life, right? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanish. And I was thinking of vapor, right? And, I was watching an illustration used, a preacher was using this illustration. He had a little spray bottle, right? And he just squirted it out, and it was like a little, well, it was a vapor, a mist. And it disappeared so fast. If you have a spray bottle at your home, or you have a little, I don't know, a mint sprayer, or you know, one of those little car sprayers, just grab it up one day and just look and just squirt it and see what happens, or spray it and see what happens and see how fast it is. James is telling us here, that is your life. You squirt that vapor and it's like a millisecond less, or a second, and it's gone. That's our life compared to eternity, until our life is short. And that's what he's saying here. Our life is short compared to eternity. You know, we go about our days living it so loud and fast, you know, from work to school to home, and then repeat right. You know, get, if you got children, get the kids ready for work, and you just bam out the door, right? You drop them off, you got to go to work, you hit the work clock, and then you pick them up, and then you come back home, and then it's like getting them ready, and I mean, bam, wow, it's just so fast, and like, whoa, where did the day go? And we just don't really realize life is short because we're just living our life so loud. We need to pause. We need to take in the day. We should not take granted for all the blessings that God has provided us throughout the day. We need to realize that life is uncontrollable. From concept to death, birth, death. We need to realize God has a plan for each and every one of us. Sometimes it's so easy thinking we have it. I know I'm guilty of this. We got this. We're in control of our own life. We're in control of our own destiny. But James tells us in verse 14 and 16, he says, "For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." But now you rejoice in your boasting, such a rejoicing is evil. What James was seeing that we see today, we're running around thinking we got this. We're in control, not God. And that's what they were doing in his time. And we're doing it today. We're running. I got this. I'm in control. It's my will, not God's will. But God has a plan for each and every one of us. You know, your current plan may not be God's plan. You know, when I was in my 20s. Now I'm almost 40. Time just went by so fast, and you know, I had dreams. You know, finishing my bachelor's degree, running into my master's, and eventually getting my doctorate and becoming a professor at a university one day. You know, where I can get a house and, you know, that white picket fence and cars and children, you know, and I believe I can make all this happen. I was in control of my destiny. But then God got my attention. He stopped all of that. I was not going in the direction that he wanted me to go into. You know, I was heavy, using drugs and pornography. And my mind was so numb. Almost lost my marriage over it. Committed suicide. Attempted anyway. Left me broken and damaged. Took me quite a few years. And still, sometimes it's hard. But I thank God every day for the opportunity to live and to be do what I'm doing now. Proclaiming the gospel, preaching, trying to reach whoever I can out there in this world. Because this world, if you're a child of God, it's not the end. When we close our eyes tonight, you know, and wake and don't open them up in this world, in the next, we will open our eyes and we'll see Jesus. And at that point in time, if we have accepted him into our hearts, you know, we go to heaven, or we go to a place I wouldn't wish my worst enemy. it's hard to say the words sometimes, you know. Hell, you know, what is hell, right? You know, you can watch these horror movies on hell, and you know, it cleanse. You look at it and you're like, ugh. But even Hollywood can't depict it right. They don't have the capability. They don't have the imagination to realize how that place is going to be like. It really, you know, hits my heart pretty hard just thinking about it. And those who just kind of reject Jesus and they're living in their own device. And some are very happy with their choices and okay with the thought of going to this place. We need to realize this life is a gift. I want to tell you that life is brief. James tells us as a vapor. You know, when we close our eyes tonight, we may not even open our eyes in this life, but the next life. We need to realize every day that when we open our eyes, it's a gift. You know, to become a child of God, entirety is not difficult in concept. Of course, what you're giving up may see a lot, might seem like a huge sacrifice, but it's not. When you put your mind right, knowing that this life is temporary, is brief, and that one day, as a child of God, we'll see something that's beyond our imagination, heaven. You know, I'm just thinking of the Mercy Me song. I can only imagine. It's such a beautiful song and such a great movie. If you haven't seen it, I recommend getting the DVD, owning it. It's an awesome movie to have for your collection. And it just really puts things in perspective with, you know, we can't really imagine what God has planned for His children. You know, the Bible tells us that our eyes haven't seen, our ears haven't heard what He has had for us. Yes, this life can get difficult, and following Jesus is not always a, they say, a bed of roses. Especially in this life, in this time when the world is just kind of anti-Christian. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, this life is going to end for each and every one of us sooner or later. Some of us soon than later. And what's one of the most important decisions of your lifetime is to realize that we're all sinners. And that Jesus, that God sent His Son to die for our sins. You know, John 3:16, God sent Jesus to die for our sins. You know, He loved this world so much that He had to send Jesus down, the perfect sacrifice. He had to die on that cross. One of the horrible deaths that you could experience. And to me, still probably the most horrible death one can experience. And He was brought down from that cross. And He was laid in the tomb for 3 days. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, He didn't stay in that tomb. He rose. And He was with the disciples for 40 days. And then He ascended back to heaven. And he left, of course, with the promise that one day, you know, this life will end. And you'll be with Me. All you have to do is accept and believe and confess, you know. Accepting this and believing and confessing this, you'll have everlasting life. And I always say, truly, truly accepting Jesus into your heart. That is a what I call and what the Bible calls a regenerated heart, meaning the old person that you were, you are no more. You are different. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, when you accept Jesus into your heart, truly, you will not desire the things of this world. You will want to follow Jesus. If you're, I'm afraid, or, I worry about, brothers and sisters out there claiming to be Christians, and it's not my job to sit there and say you are or you're not. But when I look at the scriptures, Jesus speaks several times, and he said, many are called, few are chosen. Meaning I call many, few are chosen, because they truly lay it out on the line for Jesus, and their life is changed. Yes, we'll still have struggles, and we still will have temptations, but with the Holy Spirit that resides in us, when we mess up, the Holy Spirit will correct us. I thank God for the Holy Spirit correction. When I do something wrong, immediately when I do something wrong, I feel this guilt. It's like when you're a kid and your mom and dad tells you not to do something, you're like, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it. And you know you're not supposed to. That little voice is saying, don't do it, don't do it. And it might be cookies or candy. You go do it. And man, you feel a little guilty about it, but you're still eating. And of course, they catch you. And then they tan that hide, and you realize, ooh, I shouldn't have done that. And you're less likely to do that. And that's what God does. He catches us doing things, and that's the Holy Spirit. And He tans our hide, Sometimes some of us are harder than others. He got to break out the board. I know He probably have broken a board on my butt a few times and grab another board. Because I want to tell you, I'm stubborn. If you go into the dictionary and looked up stubborn, you'll probably see my picture right there. I want to do it my way. Less older I get, the less I try to do it my way. I just give it to Jesus, and that's, it's just years and years and years and years and years of trial and error. Hopefully you guys are not that stubborn. But regenerated heart, meaning you're no longer the person you used to be. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, if you're still the same person you were before you say, hey, I'm Christian, I've been baptized, I'm going to tell you, it didn't take. Because the scripture tells us, it's not Jonathan's opinion. It's scripture. The Bible says you are no longer the same person. You have been changed. Newness. You're not experiencing that day. I tell you, brothers and sisters, get on your knees and pray to Jesus and tell Him, I give it all. I truly accept the gift that You have given me. It's only through the gift. It's a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-10 tells us, for it's by grace we are saved through faith, not of ourselves. It's a gift. And it goes on later and say it's a gift of God. It's the grace and mercy. None of us deserve the gift. None of us deserves grace and mercy. But God, through His Son, provides that. And that's, to me, just, amazing, right? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That saved a wrench like me. I hear that song and I just, it's hard not to tear up to think of what our Jesus went through to provide us salvation. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, Lord, just if you haven't truly accepted Christ into your heart, don't wait till the last minute. You know, there's a song also by Mercy Me, and they bring up, if you die tonight, where will you spend eternity? You know, that's a good question. If I die tonight, where would I spend eternity? I want to stress today could be your last day. When you go to bed tonight, you may not wake up. For tomorrow is not given. This life on earth we live is not ours. It is a gift. I hope in this sermon that you realize that. Accepting and believing, truly confessing Jesus Christ as Savior of your life and letting Him reign into your heart, changing you. It's very important. Because when this life is up, brothers and sisters, we will be looking at Jesus. And He will announce a judgment on each and every one of our lives. And He will make the verdict. Because He's a righteous and holy God. Heaven or hell. And you know, I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I want everybody to go to heaven. I don't control that. My prayer is for the Lord to use me where He can to just speak the truth, to show the love, speak of the hard things in the Bible with love. Because when you speak the hard things, it don't appear to be love, but the truth hurts sometimes, but the truth is life if you believe in it. Because Jesus is the only way. He's the truth and the life. And accepting Him into your heart, you're given a chance to live forever and forever. Brothers and sisters, as we bow today, Lord, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, that as we come before your throne, Lord, I pray, Lord, that whoever is out there, Lord, that this message hits their heart, Lord. It changes their lives. That they realize life is brief, is short, is a vapor. That we're not in control of anything. And that you offer the gift of salvation to each and every one of us that truly open their heart to you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that everybody that's listening to this, that they have a good Sunday, that their pastors preach a good message that also uplifts their heart and brings them to you, Lord. Disciple them in the ways of truth, to speak the truth among this lost and perverse generation, Lord, that is against you. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen.